What's up, movie fans? It's Mike Pierce. iWatchMike.com. That's my blog, people. It is Saturday, December 26th, the day after Christmas. So happy belated Merry Christmas. That even makes sense. So it is time for another movie review, and I have it here in my hand. There it is. You hear it. It stars Emily Blunt, Benicio Del Toro, and Josh Brolin. So I got the Blu-ray, DVD, digital, HD copy of Sicario. Now, Rotten Tomatoes says, well, no, and actually, he didn't say it, but it's stamped with a Rotten Tomatoes logo, so I'm assuming they're calling it Certified Fresh. And then right here, one of the best movies of the year, Richard Roper of the Chicago Sun-Times. I don't know if I would agree with Richard if it was the best, one of the best movies of the year. It was good, and don't get me wrong, people. Well, first of all, let me tell you what this movie's about before I get into my little rant. Emily Blunt plays this FBI agent, okay, who her job pretty much in the movie is she like handles hostages and stuff. Her name's Kate. And all of a sudden she starts like getting noticed by her higher ups, and she's recruited by this dude named Matt, which is like this government badass dude who was played by Josh Brolin, who also works side by side with Alejandro, who happens to play Benicio Del Toro, which is like a super badass. And basically what they're trying to do is they're fighting crime, fighting the cartels in Mexico. And so they go back and forth from, you know, the U.S. to Mexico to try to capture this one cartel main guy to flush out another one. And they're using Kate in this whole mixology, and it's her first time going through all this crap. Sounds pretty good, huh? When I saw the trailer, I was like, holy crap, because I'm a big fan of Benicio Del Toro. I mean, he's just awesome in my eyes. I mean, everything he does is badass. Josh Brolin, an original Goonie, is badass. His dad is badass. Emily Blunt is not only hot, but she's also badass. Did you see a little Tom Cruise? Man, oh man. So seeing this cast, I was like, holy crap, this movie is going to be so good. And then to deal with the whole cartel in Mexico and the U.S. and everything else, I find that fascinating. That was another thing. I was like, oh, yes, everything. It's just like a nice, just, oh, yeah, like a good dinner. And then you just top it off with some coffee. That yummy. But no, for me, it felt kind of short. I don't know what it was. But you know what? I'm looking at the back of it, and it does have some special features. And some of them are Stepping into the Darkness, Blunt, Brolin, and Benicio, and I guess it's the portraying the characters of Sicario, and then the Battle Zone. I watched two of the four special features, but definitely one called Stepping into Darkness, which kind of talks about what the movie's about and everything else. But it kind of goes in a little bit more depth of the director and what his vision was, which after watching that, I was like, oh, that makes sense. So, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a good movie. It's a really good movie. It's got some serious, intense stuff. Like, you're going to be watching it going, holy crap. But I guess the thing that bothered me the most was Emily Blunt's character. And I guess it was like almost while I was watching it, I kind of felt like, I really don't need her. Like, she doesn't need to be in this. She's not doing anything. A couple times she pulled out her gun and shot some people. But it was just like, but then after watching the behind the scenes and how it was supposed to be, like how she is, and then you kind of see her go to the dark side and have to see this side of life. I get it. It makes sense now. But yeah, I mean, just know that Benicio and Josh Brolin are just badasses, and poor little Emily Blunt is caught somewhere where she was just way in over her head, and you see it and you feel it. And I guess that makes the movie good, because you can feel what she's going through. I just, for me, I thought that she was going to be just as badass as Benicio and Josh Brolin. So I went in that direction. I went in that way thinking, oh yeah, this is going to be nonstop action and it's going to be badass. And it's still badass, but it just didn't give you, I don't know. But I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed the movie. I just went in thinking way too much more. Like, remember the movie Sabotage? It was a Sabotage with Arnold Schwarzenegger and everybody else in the movie. And they play bounty hunters. That was like, holy crap. Like, that's what I thought it was going to be. That's what I thought Sicario was going to be. I thought, I'm going to give me another Sabotage. And I didn't. But it's still a good movie. Don't get me wrong. It is a good movie. I don't know if it's one of the best movies of the year, but it's still a freaking good movie. But I did add it to my DVD collection and Blu-ray, see it anywhere kind of thing there. But yeah, if you're into movies like this, you should check it out. If you're not, then don't check it out. 1 out of 5 popcorns. I would probably have to give this. Well, if you first asked me before watching some of the features, I would have said 3 out of 5. But now after watching that and seeing the vision of the director, makes sense. 4 out of 5. 4 out of 5 popcorns for Sicario. All right, people, check it out. Let me know in the comments wherever you're seeing this, okay, and hearing this. All right, people, that's it for this movie review. You can check out more of my stuff on iWatchMike.com. That's my blog. Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram, and iWatchMike on Facebook. All right, have a great weekend, upcoming week. Peace out.